I saw a new phrase today online. Are you familiar with the term Irish goodbye?
Is that where you just leave?
Yeah. Yeah. So, for our listeners at home, it's called an Irish goodbye when you're like at a party or something and you just leave without saying goodbye to anybody. I'm a big fan of this tactic, personally.
Well, there are rules to that.
Oh, okay.
Like, there has to be enough people at the event that your exit goes by unnoticed.
Right, yeah. You can't just, like, get up from, like... You can't be, like, Francis's neighbor and just get up and walk out.
Ooh, completely, deep cut.
Completely noticed. Anyway, the Danish have a term for it, which I like better than Irish goodbye. The Danish call it taking the rat taxi.
Why do they call it this?
I don't know, but it's their term for leaving a party without saying goodbye to anybody.
If you had to justify the name, what would you say?
You're a rat for doing that, so you're getting out of there. You're taking the rat taxi. Oh, the rat taxi's here. It's here to take the rats out of the party.
Okay.
Because people, like, I like doing that. I like taking the rat taxi, but I know people don't like it when it happens to them.
I wonder how they culturally, how the Danish feel about rats, because that could...
Maybe they love it. Yeah. Maybe they love them.
Yeah.
I do picture a little rat driving a taxi. That might be why I...
There's two taxis, and people use them as shoes, and they drive them away.
Yeah. Straddling both taxis. Yep.
Yeah, that has to be it.
That's got
to
be it.
The shoes each have a little sidecar attached to them.
I was thinking there was like a big rod connecting them so they don't get like too far off.
Yeah. Yep. Stay together.
But the rod is just a shoelace.
Yes.
Feet shoulder width apart.
If you had to come up with your own term for leaving without notice, what would it be?
Oh, I should have known you would ask me this question.
Yeah, you should have. What the goddamn hell?
Well, do you have a term? You come up with what?
I should have known you'd ask me after I asked you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's do a play on Peeping Tom. Tom's no longer peeping. Sleeping Tom.
Why a play on Peeping Tom?
Because he's not looking at the party anymore. He's leaving. Going home to sleep.
I like the idea that in your mind, when you're at a party, you're just being pervy. So when you leave that party, you stop being pervy.
Sneaking Tom. He's sneaking away.
Reverse delivery. Kardash.
Kardash?
Yeah. Instead of DoorDash. Instead of running to the door, you're running to your car.
Kardash.
Sounds like the name of a famous like Indian executive producer or something. Kardash.
Or the Kardashians. Now I don't like it.
Oh wow. I was right there.
Yeah.
I called a Kardashian to pick me up. I Kardashed.
Yeah.
I don't know their number, so.
Sleeping Tom. Tom's taking the rat taxi home to sleep.
Say, ain't no rat taxi.
Throw in a, like, I was thinking of like Two Sheets to the Wind. So like sheet throwing, sheet tossing.
Sheet cape. Because you're going so fast, the sheet becomes a cape in the wind.
Night
it's
cape.
Also like sheet cake.
Yeah.
Which they often have at parties.
They do. Only the good ones.
Yeah.
When I go into a party and there's no sheet cake, not only do I leave, I overturn furniture.
Oh, so they're very aware of your exit and why you're leaving.
And I'm screaming no sheet cake as I like turn over the couch.
I'm taking the rat taxi.
I've already called it.
What do you do? What would be a phrase for a dramatic exit from a party? So the opposite of an Irish goodbye, the opposite of taking the rat taxi.
Oh, well, now I feel like sheet tossing is that one and I need to come up with a new name for
sheet
leaving quietly.
Yeah.
Gasper. Gasper the angry host.
Yeah, I think that's it. All right. Welcome to Very Fine Friends, a podcast where friends talk about stuff.
Sugar Crush.
Yeah. Still having fun with our new podcasting toy. Well, I like your bracelet, Francis.
You do?
Yeah.
Thanks. Someone. This is so interesting. I don't know.
Francis has a blue and green bracelet on right now.
Yeah, and it's youthful.
It is youthful. It looks fun. It looks summery.
It's made of rubber.
Mm-hmm.
It's made of...
It looks like a summertime, like, I could wear this at the beach.
You could. You could totally... I wear it in the shower.
Hmm.
You know this reminds me of? Those little rubber bands that they put on orthodontia.
Yes. Yeah.
So, let me tell you where I got it.
Okay.
A coworker of mine sent me a shirt. He's like, oh, do you...
He had these braces.
And now he doesn't.
Punched him real quick. And it made a bracelet.
He sent me a shirt. Cause I was like, he's like, oh, I have an extra like branded shirt if you want it. So he's like, he mailed it to me. And in the package was this bracelet and it has the letter F on it.
Wow. Uh-huh.
But I'm like, how did he get it in the package? Does he package these?
He might've made it and given it to you.
But it was in the package with the shirt that was sealed. The fuck?
Was it like just like a little like stickum?
No. Shikum? No.
No?
No, it was a full blown seal.
Wow. So maybe he has a sealing machine.
Maybe that's an unusual thing to own for the average person.
That seems like the kind of thing you would own.
I have one.
I knew it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you also do this then?
Yeah.
So you would like seal clothing into plastic bags to keep them fresh?
Well, I don't use it for that. I could.
What do you use yours for?
Other packaging items.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to incriminate yourself if you tell us what you use this for?
No.
Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is marathon. Jenna's decoy word is stalking. Francis's secret word is destitute. Francis's decoy word is anarchy. Back to the pod.
Moving on.
Well, cool.
Super cool.
That's... Nice of him to have given you a little bracelet.
Yeah, and you know what? Jenna has a nice bracelet on, too. It was actually a gift from Joe, if I recall.
It was. It was a Christmas gift from Joe, and I love it. And I hadn't had a chance to wear it recently, and I was like, I want to look fancy. I'm going to wear my nice bracelet.
Mwah! Thank you, baby.
Yes, good.
You guys don't even need me anymore.
Well, no, that's not true, because you know what does not come preloaded into our Rodecaster?
Mm.
The invention of the week. Inventions.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey.
You know how it's getting hot again?
I do know that.
Ugh, do you know how that sucks?
I do know that.
Do you know how we'd give almost anything to be cool?
I do know that.
Well... Then strap yourself down because you are going to love this.
Okay, I'm strapped.
She's in there. Oh, no, there's a fire.
Ah,
what do I do?
Oh, no.
Who do I save? Well,
whatever your cooling invention is will help me around the fire.
You would think that would logically follow, but it doesn't. I was just being stupid.
Okay.
But check this out.
Okay.
It's really cool.
Okay, I can't wait for it to be really cool.
So I was just thinking to myself, God, I hate being outside. But sometimes you have to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Renaissance Festival recently. I told you this, and it was 105 plus degrees. And I bought a neck fan.
Yeah.
And it didn't do shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
This is all internal.
No, it was while they were jousting. This isn't doing shit. What the hell?
Please stop the joust. I need to make an announcement. Anyway, check this.
Mm.
My invention this week is, how do I explain this? You're on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
It's hot as balls.
Ugh.
Luckily for you, there is my invention, which is something that goes, it's like you step into, you know, those like tents that are like, they're on like sticks and then there's like a tent.
Yeah.
Most of it's kind of exposed. It's like that, but the sticks are on wheels and it's not fully exposed. There's like see-through plastic walls and it's an air-conditioned traveling pergola that you move with you. It's like a baby bumper for adults that covers you completely. You can see out of it and lets you walk down the sidewalk completely encapsulated by wonderful air conditioning.
Okay. I'm, for some reason, the first thing that pops into my head is in The Karate Kid at the Christmas party when he goes as like the bathtub with the curtain.
I don't know if that is pulling an image up for me.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Okay.
Keep going.
Yeah. Okay. My first thought is, wouldn't it be large? Like, what if you had a whole bunch of people walking around the street? Did you just pull up the picture?
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay.
It's like that with a roof.
Yeah. Wouldn't that take up a lot of space?
Some. Keep in mind, there are fat people already taking up space, so it's nothing new.
Well,
it's just not a person, it's equipment.
I'm assuming it would be a little harder to maneuver her with your pergola.
You know what I think would happen? People would get out of the way and go around you. Or they would have one and there would be a line.
Okay. Okay. We'll put the question of how big is it to the side. How is it keeping you cool? What is it? Is there like a mister inside? You said it's air conditioned?
Yeah. It's air conditioned. I never said a mister, and I wouldn't say mister because some people get perms and they can't have that.
Yeah.
Also, they're going to work. You don't want to show up wet.
Well, no, I agree. Now I'm thinking, so what, you have like a little motor with its electricity?
Yeah, it's solar powered.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To take advantage of that.
How heavy is this motor, this air conditioner?
Well, keep in mind it's on wheels, so the weight's really not an issue. And inside it has two traveling sticks that you can hold on to as you move.
Okay. How portable is this thing?
Super and highly portable.
How?
The wheels.
No. I mean, not portable while you're using it. Like, let's say you get out of your car. You're going to the Renaissance Festival. You have to unpack this from your car.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I'm thinking like a stroller.
Yeah, it could be like a stroller.
Yeah.
But
let me explain. The legs, of which there are four, fold. They collapse like a blind stick.
Like a what?
You know, like a walking stick.
Oh, a blind stick.
Okay. Yeah. So like, but then when you pull them together, there's a lock so they can't just collapse on you when you open it up. So basically it folds in half. So picture this. And audience, my hands are together because I'm the device.
Okay.
It opens up because the motor's always right there, right? So it's collapsed to the width of the motor of the air conditioner. And then you open it. And it's slightly wider than you, and you can, and then you expand the sticks, and then you set it on the ground, and you can go where you want to go.
Okay. Could this be used for more than one person?
We have different sizes, but to respect the sidewalks, it's single file, so you'd have to be behind the person walking.
So you could just have a really long one?
Yeah, like a caterpillar model?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like one of those Chinese dragons that they do at parades and like Chinese New Year and stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Invariably I do.
Okay.
So, any other questions?
I just keep thinking that this is just too, there's no way this isn't Obtrusive.
It's not. It's it's half the width of a sidewalk.
That, but I mean, you get people, you know, people on sidewalks, they got places to go. And there's a lot of hustle and bustle. People don't really, okay, here's another thing. Let's say you got one coming at you the opposite direction. And there's one, you're behind one and you can't pass. And like, let's say the people inside are slow. That would be really frustrating. You'd be stuck.
Behind them?
Yeah.
On the back of the device, there's a QR code you can scan and it gives you a discount if you buy one, if you were delayed by the people in front of you.
Well, but why would you want one of those if you can see, if in real time you're like, this thing's annoying the shit out of me. Yeah, I know. I want a discount to buy one.
Well, you're forgetting you're hot. So it's first it says, are you hot and angry? Click on the QR code.
But I don't know. If people are hot and angry on the sidewalk, they're treating that situation like a sprint, not a marathon. They want to get wherever they're going as fast as possible, right? So they're not going to stop to get QR codes and just hope that having one themselves will take away the annoyance right now.
Okay. You remember those coupon dispensers that they used to have at stores when you walk by and it would stick out a coupon?
Yeah.
We could have one of those.
Just attached to every device?
Yeah. Yeah. And they could say different things.
Like what?
Thanks for walking by. Appreciate your patience.
Oh, so there's not even, it's not even dispensing savings.
No, it does. It says thank you. And then it says, here's a $5 coupon to Dairy Queen. Get a Blizzard.
Oh, so we're giving away discounts.
It's a partnership because Dairy Queen also wants you to be cool. And the top flaps can say Dairy Queen.
So, what about Rocco's Modern Life?
You know it, baby. Oh, Wallaby Cool. We got to write that down.
As a name?
Yeah. Too cool to be hot. I like that too. Frigid bitch.
What other names do we have?
Let's hear it, Joe.
Hot and happy.
Hot and happy. H2. Oh. That's my own thing. Don't worry about it.
Too cool to be, what was that?
Too cool to be hot.
Too cool to be hot. Well, that will make people think, well, you're definitely not going to look hot in one of these things.
Well, you're not. Let's be real.
Privacy are you afforded in one of these?
The flaps come in different opaque levels.
Okay.
Opacities.
Are you worried about what people will be doing inside of their little moving tents?
Is Motel 6
worried? I'm not going to be
invited. Get your own. Take a coupon.
I'm worried that you're going to get some real creepy adults that are just wandering around. They could stay outside all day long because it's air conditioned. They're just like doing their...
I think that's fine because...
Really?
Well, here's the thing. There's always going to be creepy adults.
Yeah.
But at least now they're in a secret private room. Who cares what they're doing in there?
A secret private mobile room.
But they can just walk behind you.
Ooh, write this. Frigid Pharaoh. Remember how they used to carry the pharaohs? Right?
Me a pharaoh.
Us a pharaoh.
Us a? Okay, yeah.
You would, so here's the thing. You don't have to worry about, maybe you don't need to worry about having this in your own car. These could be like those Lime bikes out and about, and you could just take one. And then leave it wherever you drop it off.
See a pergola, take a pergola? God, I hope that's not your word.
We'll see.
Again, but one of the things about those scooters is that they're everywhere. They're abandoned.
Till they're used.
I've abandoned my scooter. No. No, they just like get left on the side of the road and like they're not at regular drop-off pickup points.
Maybe my thing's better than that thing. Maybe my thing.
Because it's bigger and more unwieldy.
When it's 110 outside, trust me, you're going to want the solstice shade.
Isn't this going to just... Aren't they all going to... Okay, well, I think you need to own them. I don't think that they can be a kind of pick them up. Because otherwise, especially, you know, in hotter climes, like...
Ooh, I like that. Climes.
Shit!
Sugar crush.
Oh, no. No. Okay.
So, in hotter areas, it could... there's going to be a lot of people, let's say, that don't have houses or places with air conditioning to go.
Are you referring to the destitute population of the homeless?
Yes, I am. They're listeners. I wanted to be nice to them.
This is free, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we do drive by downtown with a boombox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The car with two speakers on top, just playing it.
I have very fine friends there.
Yeah.
I really hope that's not it.
Okay. I still think this is wildly unwieldy. And it's just going to, it will look hilarious though, just to see like a little moving box going down.
A moving litter. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if it's to get like the family one, the family pack. It's like really long.
That'd the caterpillar.
Yeah.
Or the worm.
Yep.
Side box instead of sidewalks.
Oh, and we can spell it B-A-L-K.
Yeah, because people will be balking at you as you pass by in it.
Well, will people take these indoors? Like, I know...
They'll park it. There'll be parking spaces for them.
Thank you for giving me a look like I'm insane.
Yeah, you dumbass.
Instead of handicap spaces, there will be litter spaces.
Oh, good. So we're getting rid of handicap spaces. Good job.
I did say instead of, didn't I?
Yeah.
People will bring like chains wherever they go so they can like lock it around something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can have an ignition. You have to have a key.
No, I'm imagining how funny it would be to have someone chasing after another person in their litter as they're running away with it.
But you're sweating and you can't make it and you fall down.
And they're nice and cool.
Yeah.
Advantage thief.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Advantage thief.
Hot thief.
Right. You say write that down?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm writing hot thief down.
Thanks.
Okay, just to recap, we got Wallaby Cool,
Frigid
Bitch, Hot and Happy, Too Cool to Be Hot, Frigid Pharaoh.
Like that one.
Side Box. Hot Thief. I couldn't read my own handwriting for a second. Hot Thief.
I love this.
I like Frigid Bitch.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's winky.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
I think, okay. Well, I'm sure this will be on sidewalks everywhere.
Totally.
Starting very soon.
Yeah. It'll be ubiquitous.
Probably, soon as this episode airs. So go to veryfinefriends.com.
Get one.
Yeah, get one. They're going to be there. And you can get as many branded kinds as you want.
We accept American Express as well.
If you want, we'll have discount. You can either have a branded one, which will cost a little more, or if you want to have one that has advertising on it for something else, or if you want to be a walking Dairy Queen discount giver, you can do that too.
Or you can send in upload a picture, and as long as you promise you own it legally, we can print it on the canvas for more money.
Yeah. So go to veryfinefriends.com and order your Frigid Bitch today. And that wraps up the invention of the week. Okay. So I feel like, Francis, I just would like to point out, listeners won't know this, but we can tell in studio, you and I are real suspicious today with our words.
I think it's because we're really close in points.
Yeah.
Yeah, listeners, anytime you hear in a 3-second silence and nothing funny has been said, that's because Jenna or Francis is looking at the other one.
Yeah. Anytime Francis said something and then I just go, that's me writing down a word because I am suspicious of him.
As you should be.
Yeah. I already have a whole bunch of words written down.
I know you do. As do I.
Last time we were more than halfway through the episode and I forgot that I was supposed to even be thinking about it. Not today, Satan. All right. Well, on that note, it's time for our next segment, Interview with a Man Hired.
From author Anne Rice, we give you Interview with a Man Hired.
Damn, I'm good.
Hold for laughter.
This segment, Francis and I will be interviewing for jobs. And boy, we hope we get them.
Yeah. Come on in.
Oh, hi. Hi. Sorry. Can I start over again?
Well, you never get a second chance at a first impression.
Or do I?
Ooh, he's bold.
Yes.
Okay. I'll bite.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hello. Mm. Shake it.
Ooh.
Ooh, firm.
Uh-huh.
Very firm. That's how I like my mattresses, too. Have a seat.
Hmm.
Oh, I see you bought...
I prefer to stand.
Oh. Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just get the chair out of here, then.
Thank you.
Yeah. I guess I'll stand, too.
Ha, I'm starting a trend. I love that. That's one thing you'll get to know about me is I'm a leader. I'm a trendsetter.
What's your name?
Dick Rickman.
Oh, we already have a Dick Rickman.
No, you don't.
Hold on one second. Beep. Kathy, fire Dick Rickman 1.
Dick Rickman's been fired.
Thanks, Joe. Well.
Yeah. I make sure to clear the way of all other Dick Rickmans when I interview for a job.
Great. Well, I have your resume here, but there's nothing on it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because as far as I'm concerned, nothing came before your company, and there will be nothing after it. My history doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is the here, the now, with you, with your company.
Wow, it's pretty strong feelings for an STD clinic.
What can I say? I love what you do. Love it.
Okay, all right. I love the enthusiasm. Mm. Makes me think I got a real guy here. You're a guy, right?
Oh, does this answer your question? Just kidding. I'm not about to whip out big dick. That's what I call my penis. Aww. I'm little dick.
It's okay. Well, you know, this is a safe space, but as long as whatever makes you comfortable.
Thank you.
We do have some practical exercises for all of our interviewees. I hope you don't mind participating.
Not at all.
Okay. Well, the first task is for you to deliver bad news to me in constructive criticism, because we want to make sure people have, you know, the right communication skills.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Listen, Mr. Thompson, there's no easy way to say this. I've been sleeping with your wife. I want you to know we took full use of your clinic ahead of time. We're both clean. She didn't pass you anything. I would never do that to you. Now, she would like to still be married to you. She just wants to keep sleeping with me on the side. And I know, man to man, I'm looking in your eyes, and I can tell that you respect that, that you will respect her wishes, and that you don't mind that she's nicknamed my penis Mr. Thompson. She doesn't like Big Dick. She likes Mr. Thompson as the name of my penis. So Anyway, that's the news.
That's interesting. Normally, people keep it work-related. That was fresh. That was new.
That's right.
It was about my wife.
And I'll leave it to you to figure out whether or not that was real bad news I was delivering or just something for this hypothetical.
Thank you, Mr. Rickman.
Yes. Sorry. By the way, tell Gina, the enchiladas she made last night were great.
Wow, full commitment. Her name is Gina.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Beep. Call my wife and tell her that she needs to be somewhere else when I get home. Thanks.
She's already playing and I'm being somewhere else, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you. Let's see, do I have any other questions for you?
When can I start?
do you have any issues that might make hiring you a problem? I'm asking about weaknesses, quirks, diseases. I can't ask about diseases, but you can offer.
Well, as my papa, old Dick Rickman Sr. used to say, only one weakness that a man can have, and that's not giving the world his strength. I do not have that weakness, so I have no weaknesses.
Ooh, let me write that down.
Also herpes.
No weaknesses or herpes?
No, I do have herpes.
Oh, gonna scratch that one out.
I found out at your clinic.
When did you find this out?
On my way in. Got handed these results on my way in.
Oh. Beep. Remind me to get tested for herpes. Thanks, y'all.
The giant sore on your face tells me you have it, Mr. Thompson.
Oh, women are funny. So, I'm frazzled. You frazzled and bedazzled me. I'll tell you what, we'll give you a call.
To tell me when I start?
To tell you if you start. I don't know how it works at the last place you didn't work, according to your resume, but we have a lot of primo candidates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unless you can do something right now to blow my socks off. Can you cure herpes?
Well, you tell me. Do you consider laughter medicine?
Oh my God, it fell off. You're hired. Welcome, little dick.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Thompson. Hi, come on in.
Oh, hi. Thanks.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Is it okay to make eye contact?
Oh, yeah. No, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
Oh, why?
Hi, I don't bite.
Why would you say that, though? Scary.
No, because I don't.
You don't bite.
Things that bite don't usually announce that they bite.
My last boss bit me.
Did he tell you he bites before he bit you?
No, he just bit me. It was during an annual performance review.
Oh.
Currently, I have a lawsuit going on. It's called Liz Pendens. That means lawsuit pending.
Oh.
I learned that from my lawyer.
Okay. So you're litigious.
I prefer the term Sue Happy.
Sue Happy. Okay. I guess it's a fun spin on it.
Yeah. I don't want to be taken advantage of. So I hope that's not what you're trying to do.
No. This is a voluntary interview. You applied. I did not seek you out.
Oh, got so. a little high pitched on that last one. You scared me a little bit. Are you getting mad?
No.
You want to bite me?
Do you or do you not want to be bitten?
I don't. No.
Good. All right, good. Well, there will be no biting.
Okay. So. Here's my CV.
Oh, yeah. Curriculum vitae. Very good. Oh, you have a whole section here for previous arrests.
Yes, I do.
That was not something we were asking for.
Well, I figured it was going to come up on the background.
We don't generally do too rigorous of a background check here at PetSmart. Oh. Why? You have multiple arrests for stalking?
And perversion.
Sorry, I didn't make it past stalking. Perversion. Ugh.
Yeah. Regular stalking, just so you know, is super common. But stalking and perversion is very rare.
Is that like breaking and entering? Like they go together? They don't.
Yeah, basically, like here's an example. You might follow someone that you're interested in home, and if they turn around and see you, you stick your tongue out and go, bleh! That's one way to be it.
Wait, is that the perversion part?
Yeah, you got to add a little something.
Ooh.
Like a little grab and honk. Are you familiar with that term?
No. Is that a fun little term like Sue Happy?
Yeah.
Grab and honk?
Yeah. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just so you know, I invent things because that crime wasn't on the books until I invented it.
Ooh. Trendsetter?
Yeah, write that down and put it in subscript and big script. See, those words are font terms. So as you know, I know Microsoft Office Suite.
Oh, good.
Well, I have access to personal health information of sexy coworkers.
Wait, oh, of coworkers? Well, you have access to your own. And I suppose, I mean, I can't stop someone if you ask them. I would prefer maybe you not ask them. But if you know someone well enough that you could ask them in a friendly way, yeah, you could do that.
Okay. I like to hear that because the last place I worked was like total anarchy.
Total anarchy? Like... Everyone was asking everybody all the time?
Yeah, no one knew what to say.
Whoa. So what did you say?
I stood up and I said, as head pervert, Follow me.
Oh, how many people followed you?
No, nobody.
Oh, so
yeah, I actually got
head pervert
I
by
got
default?
Fired for declaring self-pervertedness. That's when I came up with the crime, yeah.
They didn't know.
I was trying to.
So you arrested yourself for this crime? Stalking and perversion.
I turned myself. First, I stalked, I perverted, and then I called the police and I said, oops.
Oh, you perverted first?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. And then you subtly follow people afterwards?
Yes.
Oh. So you were openly very perverted to them, and then you follow them. Isn't stalking more effective if you just... They don't know who you are, or they don't know...
When you make someone uncomfortable...
Yeah.
It makes following them more fun.
Mm.
Yeah, because now they're on guard. That's a French term.
Oh. Oh, now they're on guard, like they're fencing.
Yeah, so you should write down multilingual.
Mm. Okay.
I also know the word for cheese.
Oh, what's that?
Quesarito.
In French?
Yes. It's the southern France term for cheese.
Mmm. Beautiful language.
It's, yeah, gorgon. It's French for gorgeous.
Oh, a multilingual. Great. I'm learning so much about stalking and perversion, mostly perversion. Tell me more about that.
Well, it started when I was 15. And I went to Goodwill and there was a donation box that they hadn't checked in yet. And it was full of underwear.
So you're a charitable fellow. Goodwill. Go.
Oh, yes. I think you said terrible.
No, charitable.
No judgment during the interview, please.
No, I wouldn't dare.
I was going to steal, actually.
Mm.
Because I felt like it.
Sometimes you feel like stealing.
Sometimes you do.
And honestly, Goodwill, everything there is so cheap. It's like you're not really stealing anything. That
yeah, plus they got it for free. You're gonna file a complaint. You got it for free.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw the box of underwear, and I happened to see the person who dropped it off. Total smoke show.
Oh.
So, and then there was a name on the box and an address. So it was like, my first stalk and perverse was super easy because I just went to that place.
Yeah.
And I kept putting pairs of underwear in the mailbox every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they caught me. And I got to tell you, what a rush.
Oh, you like to
what
be
a
caught.
Oh, yes. They were like, what the hell?
This is why you have it so many times on your resume.
Yes.
Because you were caught so many times.
I was caught and I loved it. Mm. It was just a real lip biter. You know when you like something feels so good, you just got to bite your bottom lip and look up?
Yeah.
Daily.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Follows his dreams.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry, writing that down. Good.
Yeah.
Mm.
I can do anything. I can be anyone.
Like, okay, how would you stalk me? How would you pervert me?
Oh, well, okay. Well, I don't normally work for free.
No, well, hey, this is, don't think of this as working for free. Think of this as an investment in your future. Oh. Think about like this, you demonstrate this here now, and then that'll go a long way towards getting you the job.
Okay.
So I'm finding this very interesting. I feel like there could be a lot of practical applications for this.
I'm just spitballing here, just throwing things around. Maybe I would wait until you got a boyfriend.
Mm.
Who?
You're going to be waiting a while.
I know a guy.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, we could talk after this.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I'd wait till you had someone, but they weren't that into you.
Mm. Oh, well, that'll be a shorter wait. Sorry. Self-deprecating humor.
No, it's hot. Yeah. Totally stalkable, by the way. By the way, I mean that. That's just because you're a potential boss.
God, thank you. Yeah. You know what? I didn't know it, but I needed to hear that today.
I could kill you even.
Oh.
Yeah, and I've never done that.
You're not just saying that?
Look at me. Do I look like someone who would lie about killing?
No, you don't.
Yeah. Lock your doors. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Done. All right. Keep going.
Well, if I was just doing a simple stalk and perv on you, I think I'd wait till you got the boyfriend. They weren't that interested. Then I would start like leaving weird notes and following you around in like grocery stores. So like you would see me and like you'd be like, oh my God, is that the guy? Right, but you wouldn't know for sure.
Mm.
And that would keep happening, you know, like shave your cat.
Oh.
And then the whole idea is you tell your boyfriend because you want him to do something about it. But
right.
He's not that into you. So he's not really. And then you're becoming a problem.
Now I'm suddenly not worth the headache.
Exactly. He just wants a good time, a good, quick, fun time.
Yeah.
He leaves you.
I'm none of those things.
He leaves. Now I can amp it up and we can include elements of fear.
Mm.
Now there's no one to help. Ooh. See, I've isolated you. Do you understand?
So now Dr. Knickerbocker is shaved. That's my cat.
Yes.
And I'm alone.
Yeah. Shaved cat and all alone. And then what happens is I break one of your windows.
Mm.
And but a week before I'd left a business card for Glass, a glazer.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, but it's me. So, well, you know that. When I show up, I open my trench coat to you. There's the perv.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm trying to picture. Oh, wait, I didn't ask for this. Oh.
So that's how I do it.
Quick, I'm going to call the cops. Well, that would be really effective.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow, I'm learning so much.
I'm teaching so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you let me know if you want to go further, because I always have a knife.
Okay. Well, I... Be nice to Dr. Knickerbocker when you meet him. Well, it sounds like you would make an excellent parakeet wrangler here at PetSmart.
Oh, my God.
You got the job.
I got the bird.
Congratulations, Francis. I think we both got hired.
Yeah, people are saying it's a hard economy for jobs.
I don't see it.
I don't see it at all.
This feels like if you're not finding a job, it's your fault.
Be honest.
Mm-hmm. Be confident.
Be bold.
Yep.
Have herpes.
Yep. Well, I think most of America has accomplished that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is it, 3 out of 4? Something like that. Well... And
I'm not laughing at your pain, America.
Yeah, no, America. We're here with you.
Yeah. By the way, they're going to cure it eventually.
Yeah, totally.
Or it'll get to 4 out of 4 and then it won't matter.
Right. That's true. That's a good point. If everyone has herpes, it's like nobody has herpes.
Yeah. It's like if everyone has $1 million, it's like no one does.
Yep. Exactly. So yeah, those are our tips for you. Also be open with your previous arrests. If they don't ask for them, they will appreciate your honesty up front.
That's right.
They will appreciate being saved money on a background checker. Just tell them everything.
Yeah. And if they know you're willing to kill them, they'll never mess with you.
Yep.
You know, they'll fire the person who won't kill.
Never underestimate the power of a potential murder.
We should write an employment handbook.
I think we just did. Yeah. But pay us for this, listeners.
Yeah.
If you use this to get a job, give it. We get 5% of your future.
And the pennies are gone, so round up.
Yeah. Although I will still take pennies. I still accept them.
Sure, why not? Yeah. Minimum 5.
All right. Well, that wraps up Interview with a Man Hired.
He is now more employee than human.
All right. We have one final segment on this show, and that is the big question.
The question is very big.
Friends, we have a listener-submitted big question.
HFS.
Horny Francis says, what?
Yeah, hey, go on.
Wait, what does HFS stand for?
Holy fucking shit.
Oh.
Sugar crush.
Yeah. all right. All right. Here's the question. Hello, friends. Can you tell the story of the person you think you were in a past life? No requirements except the era. They were the person you became reincarnated as. So their date of death is 9 months before you were born.
What?
Okay. So basically, who were you immediately before you were this person that you are right now? Who were you? So you have
and
been
this person that you were before had to die.
19.
Yes.
Oh, whoa. You just dropped a year.
I wasn't going to do it, but
I am who I am.
I was going to say I had to have been born in February of the year that you were born, or died in February of the year that you were born.
Okay.
Bleep out the year that I said.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. That did it.
Put it back 9 months and bleep it then. February of the year I was born. I understand.
Yeah.
So who was I in the past
life? For me, I guess that would be what, like August of the year before I was born? Yeah.
August, September.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Okay. Yeah. So who were you before? Could be any kind of backstory that you.
Oh my God. I just realized I have the perfect one.
Ooh.
Maybe you should.
You want to start?
Well, you know what happened 9 months before I was born.
9/11.
Yeah. What did you do?
So I was a Saudi Arabian in a past life. It's not too soon, right? I can say that. Yeah, I can say that.
Yeah, it's fine. We're friends with them now.
Yeah. Sugar crush.
Yeah, so.
I don't appreciate what you did. It really changed the way that we fly. Yeah.
You're the reason TSA lights are really long right now.
I have to take my shoes off now.
Actually, we can keep them on now.
Yeah. And that was because of Richard Reed, the shoe bomber. That was many years later, I think, the shoes thing.
Interesting.
Anyway. So who were you in your previous life?
I don't know. In my previous life, I was a wife to a mean man who made me a mean woman. Yes, I had it all. Yes, I could do whatever I wanted. But he was a real bastard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made me cynical. He made me bitter. We had one of those tubs that was heart-shaped and really big.
Oh, sure. Like the kind you'd find in a cheap motel in Vegas.
Yeah, that's actually where I got the idea to put it in our house. And he said yes. And then as soon as we installed it, he would just bitch and bitch about all the money that it cost.
Mm-hmm.
But he made a lot of money, which is why I was with him. And then one day I came home and he was with some other woman.
No.
Yeah. And I think her name was Michelle.
Whoa.
Anyway.
She sounds terrible.
I gunned her down.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I was really angry with him, I was projecting. And like he was there and he saw me do it. 3, right in the face.
Mm.
And I was like, who's ugly now? Who's ugly now? I was screaming this. And I had more bullets, but I just looked at him and I gave him a look that was like, you decide what happens now. Do you want to help me bury this woman and we continue our marriage? Or do you want to die? And we didn't even talk. He just went and got some tarp.
Yeah. He just knew.
He just knew.
So saw that look in your eye.
We got rid of her. But now I'm, for the rest of my life, I felt the crushing weight of knowing that he had this on me. Very vindictive man.
Ooh, yeah. It's tough to like leave a witness.
Yeah.
When you commit a murder. I get it.
Yeah. Especially one like him.
Yeah. Yeah. One that you know would not hesitate, because if he needed to hurt you, he would do it.
Yeah. Plus I won't say what year it was, but I wasn't 100% sure about like forensic technology and fingerprints and stuff. Yeah. But you know, you heard rumors of it.
Yeah.
Whispers.
Yeah.
And, so yeah, it got to the point where, it was just, I had ulcers. My hair was falling out. My boobs were deflating.
Oh. And then of course that makes him want you less. Typical man, not even realizing it's his fault.
Exactly. Typical man.
Mm.
So I, poisoned him.
Mm-hmm.
And I called myself a rat taxi.
Good.
So I got out of there by the time he was gurgling. And, but they caught me.
Ugh.
They caught me. I died in prison.
Mm. How'd you die?
I slipped and I hit my head on the bars and my head went through the bars, which they didn't even think was possible. I'm the reason that they have tighter bars.
Oh.
Yeah. So my neck went through and then someone had made a makeshift rollerblade in my cellmate. And they were rolling around and they ran into me and like coconutted my head.
Ugh.
And broke my neck.
So those prison bars that are called Jacqueline bars, that was because of you.
Yeah. A lot of people think that's candy. It's not.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love that we both of our past selves inspired institutional reform in the United States.
Oh,
I love that for sweet. Us.
Yeah.
Think about that, America.
Yeah. And don't be bad.
Yeah. I'm of course talking to America Ferreira, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Hi, America.
How you doing?
Well, let me ask you this. So it feels like you had to deal with a pretty shitty marriage in real life.
Yeah, totally real life.
Well, in your past life,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
It was real.
Yeah, your past real life. So do you think your current life is a reward or a punishment for your behavior in your past life?
I think it's neutral.
Okay.
I think everything I did could be justified.
So, okay. So you kind of paid for all of your sins in your previous life. You've kind of balanced out that slate. That slate is clean. So you're starting afresh in this life.
It sounds like you were a good person who made some mistakes. You were put in a tough situation.
Thanks.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. I feel like the next one's going to be really good. Mm. Really good. It's going to be 70 degrees all the time.
Nice.
Yeah.
In your frigid bitch. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a very, very interesting past life. I'm glad to know that about you.
Thank you. As people in Mexico say, que interesante.
Mm, yes.
Quesarito.
Oh, that's French.
Gorgon. Wait, what was the gorgeous?
Gargon.
Gorgon.
Gorgon.
You get it.
Okay.
Jenna, what were you in your past life?
I was Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's. Here's the thing. So in my past life, I was a nice man, generally loved by all. And I had a daughter. Now, this daughter was, when she was born, I hoped she would be the light of my life. She
said, she was the ginger of your strife.
Yes, sadly. She was a living terror. You know her. Her name is Wendy. Now, everyone thinks Wendy's is a real sweet institution where I named it after my daughter, and she's, look how adorable she is. She's on our logo, and oh, I must have loved her so much. No. Sorry. Wendy was not a frigid bitch in a good way. She was...
a frosty bitch.
She was a terror. She was like a kid out of The Omen or something, like terrorizing the neighborhood. Pets would go missing. Isn't that weird?
It is.
And she kept trying to break up her mother and I. Mrs. Thomas. Gwendolyn Thomas. We named Wendy after Gwendolyn. Not knowing what a horrible tribute that would be to my poor sweet wife. She was the sweetest person. Drove Gwendolyn to an early grave, Wendy did. Here's where my fast food franchise comes in. There was only one thing in this world that Wendy loved. Wendy loved her pet cow, Satan. That's what she named it. That's the kind of kid we're dealing with, okay?
Okay.
She had a pet cow named Satan, but this was the only thing on the planet that Wendy loved. She was also terrified of squares. So one day, after my Gwendolyn died, I couldn't take it anymore. I was at my limit of the nice old man. And I'll tell you what I did. And I would say I'm not proud of it, but you know what? I am proud of this. I killed Satan. And I made his meat into burgers. And it was dinner time one day. And I was like, Wendy, it's dinner time. And I set a burger in front of Wendy, a square burger. Not round like you typically would be, because she likes round things. She hates squares. So I put this in front of her. She's looking at it. She's like, you know I hate squares. Why would you do this? I was like, oh, whoa, you don't like what I'm feeding you? Why don't you go complain to Satan about it? She's like, you know what? Maybe I will. And then she ran out into the field and she's like, Satan, Satan, where are you, Satan? She couldn't hear his bell. She couldn't hear his bell. And
oh, I forgot that was the pet. Look, how did you kill?
No, I killed the cow, Satan.
Okay, got it.
To make the burgers. I'm like, yeah. And okay. Then finally she comes in. She comes running in and her red braids all asunder, the freckles on her face, tears coming down her eyes. And she's like, you killed Satan to make these burgers. I was like, that's right. And from now on, I'll kill everything you love until you start behaving better. And lo and behold, that worked. She stayed indoors. She didn't terrorize the neighborhood anymore. And also the burgers were delicious. I had a hit on my hands. And a cow is a lot of meat. I don't know if you know that, but it could feed a whole neighborhood. And so I invited everybody over and they were like, we love this. We love this. You got to do more of this and you got to do it at a grander scale. So I was like, fine, I'll open up a restaurant. And they were like, oh, well, what are you going to name your restaurant? And I looked Wendy dead in her now vacant eyes. And I said, Wendy's, because this is all because of her. And then eventually I got old and died of natural causes. And now I'm me.
I think you've been rewarded.
I do too. I stopped the world from having to have, and I gave the world great food. I'm sorry. Frosty and fries. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
You're welcome, America Ferrera.
So, oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, that's who I was. So we were all a little murderous in our past lives. But you know what? It worked out.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
It worked out.
Yeah. Well, listener, I think that answers the big question.
The big question.
Mwah! Thank you, baby.
All right. Now, if you out there in the world would like to submit your own big question for us to answer, you can email us at veryfinefriends@gmail.com, or you can contact us on all social media at veryfinefriends. Well, one last bit of business, Francis. Secret words time.
Yep. Gotta reel in the anarchy here.
I wrote a bunch of them down.
Me too. I think we both did.
Yeah.
How shall we begin?
You want this to go?
Let's just agree not to guess each other's words this time.
No, I'm not agreeing to that.
Fine, it's on, bitch.
Yeah.
Frigid bitch.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm really worried about... This is scary.
Okay.
I'll just say it climbs.
No. Oh,
thank God.
I enjoyed you panicking about that.
Oof, sure did.
So now you can just enjoy that word for what it is.
Thanks. Is your decoy word terrorize?
Nope.
Is your decoy word terrorizing?
Nope.
Get that shit out of the way. Is your word franchise?
Nope.
Is your word obtrusive?
Nope.
Is your word unwieldy?
Nope.
Is your word winky?
No.
Slate?
Nope.
Institution?
Nope.
Rigorous?
Nope.
And my last guess. Ew. Satan.
No. Okay.
You searched that out a lot.
Yeah. No, my word was marathon.
No memory.
I said it when people are on the sidewalk and it's hot and they're trying to get someplace, it's a sprint, not a marathon. They're not looking to be on the sidewalk for a very long time.
That was well placed.
You kind of looked at me a little weird when I said it, but then you didn't write anything down. So I felt like I got away with it.
You did get away with it.
No, my decoy word was too bad. This wasn't my real word because you said it a lot. My decoy word was stalking.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn, I'd have been pissed.
Yeah, I know you would have. I was like, oh, dang. Because that would have been, oh,
you would have
so great.
Won for the next year.
Yeah, you said that a bunch.
Okay, well.
All right. So I have a bunch of words written down. I don't know if there's any of them that I want to guess as a decoy. I might just guess them all as your regular word.
You go right ahead.
I hope this isn't your word because I said it. Pergola?
You know.
Oh, you little bastard. Invariably?
No.
Coupon? Or four coupons, plural?
No.
Ubiquitous?
No.
Have I guessed that before for you?
I don't know.
Or you might have guessed it for me. I feel like that's been guessed before.
It's a pretty ubiquitous guess.
Yes. Thank you. I know. Whispers?
No.
Okay. Deflating?
No.
Why did you look at Joe?
Okay. I want to see his reaction. He's part of this.
Destitute?
Yes.
That's your word?
Yeah.
Oh! Hell yeah. All right. Well, then I have two other words left that I want to guess as your decoy.
Okay.
Is your decoy word glazer?
No.
Okay. Is your decoy word pharaoh?
No.
Oh, okay.
Boy, I thought she was going to get it.
Oof.
Since I handed in.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was anarchy.
Oh. Oh. I did think that was weird that basically what you said was the opposite. Well, I guess, like...
I thought it was weird, and yet...
Mm. I know. Not weird enough. Destitute. Yeah.
You know what? I'm not even mad.
Good. Thank you.
Sugar crush.
Okay. Well, another successful game for you. I hope we go back and forth like this.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you beat me last time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was only trying to catch back up.
No, I mean, we might have like, we might be like back and forth leveling the playing field here.
We are athletes.
Oof. Elite. Elite athletes. Oh, all right. Well, I guess that's all there is. Good night. Goodbye. Oh.